Hi, this is a dictation for Timothy Stewart. T like Tom, I-M-O-T-H-Y, Timothy Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, date of birth is 4-20-1972, date of accident 9-24-2022, date of visit is 11-10-2022, Timothy Stewart. Mr. Timothy Stewart is here for a follow-up evaluation on 11-10-2022. Allegedly, he is suffering from severe pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 8 with radiation to the right buttock and right upper thigh as a pain which is constant. He also reports of severe headache behind his left eye associated with memory loss, but no dizziness or vertigo or loss of balance. He has a problem with the walking. He walks like a seizure walk, slowly and tilted walk with a cane. He reports that the pain in the knee is not present anymore. He attributes all of these symptoms to an automobile accident. The patient has been reporting pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back with radiation to the right posterior thigh and S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The pains are 8 and constant, and also he has a severe headache in the form of severe pain in the behind the left eye associated with memory loss, but denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance. He has a problem in walking due to another accident in 91, and because of that, he has always been walking with a scissor walk, scissor, S-C-I-S-S-O-R, and with difficulty and tilted gait using cane. He denies any knee pain. At this time, pain level is from 4 to 8, and all are attributed due to the accident that occurred on 9-24-2022, in which he was rear-ended. The ADLs are gravely affected to the tune of 9 and 10, affecting especially walking ability 10, normal work 9, general activity mood, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected at 8. This patient reports 20% relief in the pain so far. System review, neurology and psych patient suffers from pain in the behind the left eye, which he attributes as a headache, although there is no associated dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, loss of memory or forgetfulness or lack of focus, confusion, disorientation. He does complain of anxiety, depression, and panic, nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has a issue with the left shoulder and neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, pain and stiffness. He has a ability to lift the left shoulder up to 160 degrees only, and then he has a pain. Pain level remains at 8 underlying. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, the patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical, surgical, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, patient reports no use of any substances. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 139 over 101, pulse is 68, pulse ox 100. The rest of the exam will be seen from previous visit. 10-6-2022, dictation number 1023-3039. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. Patient is being referred to a chiropractor in addition to physical therapy, which is going to continue 3 times a week for his neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, shoulder pain on the left side, and possible bilateral sacroiliac joints with traction massage. He remains off work and housework replacement transportation is checked. He's provided with Curicet 102 every 6 hour PRN 50 tablets to try for headaches, as well as Migranol nasal spray 1 or 2 times per nostril for extremely severe headaches. Tylenol with codeine number 330 tablets are provided for pain relief. He will continue on his naproxen. Twice a day, Elavil 50 milligram at night for muscle relaxation, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day, and Lidocaine gel for topical pain relief. His laboratories were checked, that was in compliance, as well as his MAPS. And patient will be checked out again in 30 days. And he will be followed up and reviewed. Thank you.